I extend to you our warmest greetings, our heartfelt thanks for your presence, and our sincere well wishes for your continued health and achievement. Throughout the past 15 years, the American Legion has had many outstanding national commanders. They have been men peculiarly gifted with the ability to cope with the problems as they have presented themselves. This year, we find in the leadership of that great national organization a man who stands four square, a man who has given of his time, his thought, and his study the problems of sick and disabled former servicemen. His accomplishments during his year as national commander are outstanding, and it is my privilege and my extreme pleasure to present to you our national commander, Ed Hay.
Mr. President,
Drs. Well and Charlie, distinguished guests, my comrades of the Legion and our beloved auxiliary, my fellow citizens, would that I could deviate from this printed manuscript at this moment and convey to all of you within the range of my voice the feelings which are actually welling up within me. Time, however, will not permit. Perhaps the recorded words will adequately convey my feelings upon this occasion. In the course of administering the affairs of the nation of the and friends of humanity in general, two loyal and active legionnaires, Drs. Will and Charlie Mayo. The high esteem in which the Drs. Mayo are held by their comrades today numbering over 800,000 of the men and women who served honorably in the World War, that esteem is best expressed in a resolution adopted by the National Executive Committee of the Legion at its last meeting held in May. This resolution reads as follows. Whereas the American Legion has always recognized the welfare of humanity, and especially the former serviceman and his dependents, and whereas during the 15 years of the organization of the American Legion, the continuous and unselfish service rendered the World War veterans and their dependents by Drs. William J. Mayo and Dr. Charles H. Mayo of Rochester, Minnesota, is outstanding and of great merit, now therefore be it resolved by the National Executive Committee of the American Legion, this fourth day of May 1934, that said Dr. William J. Mayo and Dr. Charles H. Mayo be cited by the American Legion for distinguished service to our sick and disabled comrades and to humanity in general, and that a suitable citation be prepared and presented to them. We of the Legion hold in deep respect the man who served his country in time of great emergency, who continues that service to his community, state and nation in time of peace, and whose breadth of vision and compassion extend beyond geographical lines to an unselfish service to all humanity. In each